Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad you called right now. Many years ago, my wife Nancy and I traveled to New York City. We had been in Atlantic City for a convention, and in the Big Apple, we were robbed. It all happened so quickly. We parked our car, and mind you, we locked it. We walked down the street with our daughter, Robin, for perhaps maybe 1.5 blocks, and then we mutually decided that we wanted to change our plans. Turning around, we went right back to the car, and when we got there, we discovered that the inside of the car had been gone through, closed, disarrayed, and now, mind you, this all took place in just a few minutes. They, whoever they were, even had time to go through the diaper bag and find my camera, which I had hid. Police told me when I reported it, well, this happens every hour, nothing they can do about it. Well, with this in mind, the following story also grabbed my attention, taking place in New York City also. This lady was returning to her home after traveling out of town, like it was midnight when she got back, and during a snowstorm at that, and she had to take the subway. And when her stop came, she was the only one getting off. There was no one around. And so while she was still some distance from her apartment building, she became aware of footsteps behind her. You know the scene when she quickened her pace, so did the other set of footsteps. Well, she prayed, and that's the bottom line. She prayed for deliverance. And when this rough-looking man overtook her, she held up the suitcase and she said, "Will you help me with this, sir? It's really heavy." He took the suitcase and he walked alongside of her. When they got to the building, she offered him, believe it or not, a tip. He shook his head, no, and he said, "I would not take anything from you, lady. I was going to snatch your purse, but you trusted me, and I couldn't." Well, is that a story? Is that a story? I think it's really great, but my thinking is that it was not just an accident. It was a prayerful incident. It was due to prayer because, you see, let me remind you, she asked God to be her escort, and her faith overcame her fear. And my friend, God does hear, and God does answer prayer, even when it seems not to work. My word is just to hang in there, and you will see. And my prayer for you is, God, I ask that you just give this caller the faith to believe. And may they hear echoing in their spiritual ear, "If you believe, all things are possible." Amen. Thanks for calling, my friend. If you'd like to leave a message to me, you may. You can talk as long as you wish. And if you like, I'll return the call as I can. In the meantime, pray. It does change things. It does change people. Goodbye.